Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
What is the Feast of Trumpets? How do we as Gentiles celebrate and participate in this feast? Hi, I'm Ron, your host, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we'll be discussing one of the most important times of the year, a time that God has set aside for His people to come together and speak His word to frame the coming year and to dwell in His presence in a very special way.
The Feast of Trumpets, or Rosh Hashanah, it is the sounding of the trumpet or the shofar. There were steel-type brass trumpets back in those days. You remember the long trumpeter-type things? Still a crude instrument, but they say the shofar with the ram's horn is the closest. First off, it's made from a living being. And then also it can sound very much like wailing or somebody crying out. But there's three phases to trumpets. The first one is acknowledgement that He is king. That's the first. You're trumpeting in His kingship. There's three types of trumpet blasts. You got the long blast, and then you got a short, and then you got the real fast staccato. I don't know if you realize, but they sound that trumpet 100 times during the Feast of Rosh Hashanah.
Wow.
100 times. It's a big, big deal. And the second piece is the remembrance, reminding God of His promise to Jacob. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you know, reminding him that they're sons of Israel. And then the third one basically is that sounding of the shofar and its praise. That's where this is interesting, the challah, you know, the challah bread. I didn't know this until today, the hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
That's the first part of challah, hallelujah, praise be to Yah. Hallelujah, you know, and it's praise be to God.
I'll jump in, and what I was reading was in Numbers 10. Jehovah spoke to Moses and told him to make two silver trumpets.
Yeah.
Beaten silver, not molded.
Correct.
And then he said that some of the reason they would be using those trumpets, one of the first ones was the calling of assembly together. So when they started blowing the trumpet, it was to draw the assemblies together to the tent of meeting. The second one was they would start their journeyings. And so they would blow once, and the east side of the camp would leave. And then they would blow the second time, and then the west side of the camp would leave. I'm sure they had some way to distinguish the blowing of the trumpets so people knew what was what.
Mm-hmm.
A third thing was when they were in, I thought this was very interesting, in preparation for war, they would blow the trumpets, and the trumpets sounded what the Lord says, when you blow the trumpets, I will come and fight against your enemies.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty awesome. And then a fourth thing that they blew the trumpets for was a time when they had their festivals, times of joy, happy times.
Yep.
They would blow the trumpets. The fifth time was, of course, the celebration of the feast. And then the sixth thing, they blew the trumpets at the beginning of the months or the beginning of the year of Jubilee,
mm-hmm,
or any type of change of era.
It also, interestingly enough, is a reminder of the birth of the earth.
Really?
According to Jewish tradition, the earth was created on the 25th of Elul. And then the sixth day is the first day of Tishri, which is Rosh Hashanah, the first Rosh Hashanah, which is creation of man. And then the second is when Christ, when God rested, you know, that was the seventh day, the Shabbat. It is the announcement of man coming to earth, being birthed on the earth also. And then the second day of Rosh Hashanah is when Abraham took Isaac to sacrifice him. That's the second day. Most of Judaism celebrates it for 2 days. So it's kind of a well-rounded feast where you start off with travail, anticipation, excitement, also the fact that life is not real easy. And then it turns, and then you're hoping, your desire for the year, that's what the sweet fruit is for, is desiring for a sweet and a fruitful year to come.
So the fruit you're talking about is the apples and honey?
Apples and honey, pomegranates, and there are some others that they mention. Yes, that is what they're for. They also read Psalms 150 because 10 times it says to praise him.
The Feast of Trumpets was the sounding of a word from the Lord, not only to assemble, and that was primarily what the Jewish people were doing, was various reasons and things they did as assembled. But in this day, as we see the kingdom of God coming, it's a creation. The trumpet creates, and it creates a lot of the promises that were given during the month of Elul, because God just doesn't throw out a few great ideas. And what he does is he sets out hope. Hope is a word from the Lord. It's not a fantasy cooked up in your head for something you want. But you voice at the trumpet a call to the hope, a call to the promises, a call to what God is doing today. And it's the trumpet call that the people hear that set in motion the Feast of Tabernacles.
God frames the coming year through the mouth of his people, his many-membered body. So I like the analogy of how the trumpets were made, because they were beaten out.
Yeah.
And that same thing God does to his people. If you're going to speak his word, you're going to go through his dealings to a place where he creates you to be his instrument in the earth to speak his word.
You know, what you're saying, Ron, is absolutely true, because God began creating the trumpeters at Pentecost, filled with the Holy Spirit, tongues of fire. And that fire after Pentecost took the raw silver that was mixed with other things. And he set like a refiner at a refiner's fire. And he took that raw silver and he made it into pure silver, because he had a word that he wanted to go out at the Feast of Trumpets that was pure. And being made into trumpets that can sound the word, and people will listen and they will come and they will receive. It's got to come from pure hearts. It's got to come from pure silver.
This is the time when God has both the book of life and the book of death open, and he's writing your name in one of those books for the year. People take the month of Elul, which is the month prior to the Feast of Trumpets, and they take time, as Dale talks about. They're anticipating, they're expecting. But along with that, they're in the middle of repentance. That's when they turn. You know, there is no word for repentance in the Hebrew. So they turn. It's a turning to the Lord and a turning away from the wrong that people have done. There is an anticipation that your name is going to be in the book of life for the next year. That's a part of the blowing of the shofar or the trumpet. Along with it are your prayers, and the combination of the trumpet and the prayers is like that incense that goes before the Lord. That's what you want, is that pleasing aroma to the Lord. It's our drive to turn to the Lord during this time of year, because that's what it's all about. Eventually, we have the Feast of Tabernacles where he stays with us. So now the Feast of Trumpets, for us, it has kind of, I believe it has morphed into what you alluded to, Ron, to where you speak the word of the Lord and you're right. Trumpeting in the new year. You're speaking, and I will say prophetically, and some people take that to mean forecasting the future. No, that's not what it's about. It's about speaking the word that he wants us to hear for this coming year. And that's what we do. We reach into the Lord and allow him to speak through us. We create the year. We create. That's the sound of the trumpet. We do mix it with a trumpet or a shofar and stuff, and that gives it that blast that really hits the spirit realm, because it's setting a pace for what's coming up in the next year.
Right. It prepares us for what we're going to come into for the next year. Trumpets is a new year in the presence of the Lord, but you're declaring what you're going to do and what you're going to be and what you're going to believe for, how you're going to meet the Lord. And what is he speaking? The trumpets create a new year. They create the next steps that you're to take in the presence of the Lord. Until the fullness of his kingdom comes, we're to do that faithfully.
Now, the term Rosh Hashanah, is the actual literal meaning, is the head of the year. The Jewish people have two beginnings of the year. They have Passover, which starts the year, and also Feast of Trumpets. How that works, you know, it's between God and them. It's because it's beyond me how you get 2 years in one. But you have to have some comic relief too. But it is the head of the year, and so you're announcing the new year coming in. To me, if you think about it as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it's tabernacling with the Father, because we have Passover and the fact that the blood was shed so that we could escape from the oppressors. And then we have the Holy Spirit at the Feast of Pentecost.
To me, trumpets is a huge deal. It's like Genesis. In fact, it's just like Genesis, because God has chosen by his word to speak through a human agency. And so if he's bringing in something that eye hasn't seen, an ear hasn't heard, has never entered into the heart of man, how is he going to do that? He's going to use humble channels that he's worked on, and they're going to speak his word in the earth. I think it's such a huge feast. Anyone listening to this podcast that is a believer and have not followed the feast, look into it.
Yes.
Because I believe that the feast, all the feast, are cycles of God's presence. Mm-hmm. And there are different emphasis in each feast that God wants to do something in your life. And what's cool about the feast, these are his feast. He's going to show up because he's the one that created them. It's like these special times that he's going, hey, I'm going to show up, guys. So if you show up and I show up, something's really going to happen. It's like an appointment with God.
Exactly.
Well, it's not like, it is an appointment with God.
Wouldn't you want to be somewhere where he's going to appear?
What does the prophet speak at trumpets? And this is a question I think a lot of people who are not used to the feast or looking into beginning to celebrate the feast. The trumpets blown by a prophet or prophets, the scripture's plain and clear. Everybody can be a prophet. It's what they do to prepare themselves to blow that trumpet. And this is that preparation that month before, the month of Elul. What is this preparation? Well, you'll find those trumpets that are blowing on this awesome day. They were those who were looking to the Lord in quiet, waiting upon Him. Those are the ones who were humbling themselves before the Lord. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that God was filling to overflow, to where the time the trumpets comes around, you just can't wait
right
to open your mouth. What it is it's not a time that you can take all the things that you want, write them down on a piece of paper. This isn't Christmas.
It's not for you.
Yeah.
But what you do is you make notes. As you wait on the Lord, you write down what He said. And you write down the promises that He's making. And when that day comes, because there's been a preparation of your heart by waiting on the Lord, it's His word, and you're holding it precious in your heart, and you're taking seriously what you're doing, and seriously what you're going to speak. Not only do you speak, but you hear. But that day of trumpets is equally about what you hear. Have you prepared your hearts? Maybe you only got a couple things, but prepare your ears to hear. Prepare your heart to receive. So when that day of trumpets comes, you're not only speaking His word, but you're receiving His word.
Exactly.
Speak, receive. What a glorious day.
What an exciting time. We prepare our hearts in the month of Elul by waiting and listening to what God would speak to us. And then comes the day of trumpets, when we stand and speak His word that frames the new year. And in all of this, we are getting the greatest gift of all, time in His presence.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His word to us live behind the veil.